نحمد ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. We were reading this chapter of repentance, Bab al-Tawbah. So the author mentioned there are three restrictions, conditions for the acceptance of the repentance. Number one, he must refrain from committing the sin. Number two, he must express remorse over committing it. Number three, he must make a firm resolution never to return to that sin. So there are some ayat about Tawbah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال الله تعالى وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, turn in repentance to Allah altogether, O believers. Perhaps you will be successful. Turn in repentance to Allah altogether, O believers. Perhaps you will be successful. وقال تعالى استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. Seek forgiveness from your sustainer, then turn in repentance to him. Seek forgiveness from your sustainer, then turn in repentance to him. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. O believers, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. O believers, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول والله إني لأستغفر الله وأتوب إليه في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة. Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, by Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I turn in repentance to Him more than 70 times a day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I turn in repentance to Him more than 70 times a day. وَعَنِ الْأَغَرِّ بْنِ الْيَسَارِ الْمُزَنِيِّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه فإني أتوب في اليوم 100 مرة. الأغر ابن يسار المزني رضي الله عنه narrates that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, O people, turn in repentance to Allah تبارك وتعالى and seek forgiveness from Him. For I certainly turn in repentance to Him 100 times a day. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, turn in repentance to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and seek forgiveness from Him. For I certainly turn in repentance to Him 100 times a day. وعن ابي حمزه انس بن مالك الانصاري رضي الله عنه خادم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله افرح بتوبه عبده من احدكم سقط على بعيره وقد اضله في ارض فلات. وفي رواية لمسلم الله أشد فرحا بتوبة عبده حين يتوب إليه من أحدكم كان على راحلته بأرض فلات فانفلتت منه وعليها طعامه وشرابه فأيس منها فأتى شجرة فاضطجع في ظلها وقد أيس من راحلته فبينما هو كذلك إذ هو بها قائمة عنده فأخذ بخطامها ثم قال من شدة الفرح اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك أخطأ من شدة الفرح. سبحان الله. أنس بن مالك الأنصاري رضي الله عنه, the attendant of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, narrates that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is more pleased by the repentance of his servant than one of you who finds his camel after having lost it in a deserted land. A narration of Muslim states, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is more pleased by the repentance of his servant than one of you who was on his camel in a deserted land. The camel slipped away from him together with his food and drink that was loaded on it. He becomes despondent of finding it and goes to a tree and lies down in its shade, having no hope of finding it. While he is lying down, he suddenly sees his camel standing before him. He holds it by its reins and exclaims out of extreme joy, O Allah, you are my servant and I am your Lord. He errs because of his extreme joy at finding this camel. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala overlooks this mistake of the person. My dear brothers, we are dealing with that Allah who is Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, who is most merciful, and who is Wadud, wa huwa al-ghafurul wadud, extreme, intense lover. Wad is the next level of Mahabbat, the one who loves intensely. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really likes repentance, this tears of Tawbah. So my dear brothers, the more closer a person is to with Allah, the more he is going to repent. The more he is going to feel like repenting. The more he is going to feel like that my ibadat is not good enough. My life is all dirty. The more eyes are open, the more you can see. So imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is ma'soom. No sin can be committed by him. And even after that, he has been giving this glad tiding by Allah. لِيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. Even if anything happens, all of it is already forgiven. Still he is making 100 times a day. Istighfar 100 times a day. So my dear brothers, this istighfar completes your ibadat. The completion of your ibadah. What about the sifat of Sahaba mentioned in Surah Dhariyat? What it kanu qalilam min al-layli ma yahja'un. They sleep very less at night. Most of the night they are worshipping Allah. They are in tahajjud, they are in sujood, they are reciting Quran. Even spending night after that, what they do at the end of the night? وَبِلْ أَصْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. At the end of the night, they ask forgiveness from Allah. This is still not good enough. So my dear brothers, we should make our habit of istighfar. Habit of istighfar. And without istighfar, without tawbah, we should not go to sleep. We should not go to sleep. Just one last narration I mentioned, that once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, if all of my slaves becomes obedient to me to that extent that nobody would disobey me to a blink of an eye, you know, like this. How, 1 second, maybe a nanosecond. To a blink of an eye, nobody commits a sin. So what Allah will do? Allah say, I will change all of them. I will destroy all of them. With those people who commit sin and then they do istighfar. Because I like istighfar that much. Because a person who has not seen Allah, who has not seen Jahannam, who has not seen Jannah, who has not seen anything, still after that he is crying on his sin. Allah likes it. Allah prays it. Allah brags it over the angels. Look at my slave. He has not seen me. He has not seen anything, but he's still crying on his sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.